This is Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net with Astro Insight for the 2020 Virgo New Moon. The Virgo New Moon takes place on September 17, 2020 at 4 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 7 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 11 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time, at 20 degrees Virgo, 22 minutes. In the midst of turmoil, here comes a lifeline. Here comes the beginning of sanity. Here comes a path with sure footing. Here come the gifts of the Virgo New Moon. The sign's most beneficial traits are beaming down in abundance. Healthy boundaries, to-do lists, practical analytical thinking, discernment, tackling the self, other people, situations, life itself, as an improvement project. Identifying shortfalls, prescribing corrections, and implementing them. The new moon plants seeds, and this one's will be as concrete as they are conceptual. They're also sturdy and imminently doable. This moon's energies are birthing ideas with real-world applicability and delivering the resources to bring them down into physical being. The lunation is a crash course in the power of the mind. Treat it as a laboratory in manifesting. Notice where your thoughts are going and what happens as a result. This won't be hard, and if you forget, reminders will grab your attention. This moon is amplifying ideas until their impact is so cartoonishly large that we can't ignore it. That result comes from an exact square between Virgo's ruler, communication god Mercury, and boundless Jupiter, who enlarges anything he touches. Their clash ups the noise and chatter level, but that has a silver lining. Benefits lurk in the hubbub. More and more information is coming out. There's so much to talk about, to think about, and to analyze. That means more practicalities to handle, more problems to clean up, and more solutions, tactics, and to-do lists. Watch for a frenzy of tidying, decluttering and reorganizing your environment, your mind, and your everyday. Doesn't have to be frantic or dramatic. Virgo has a cool, efficient streak and a knack for productivity. True, it can fall into worst-case scenarios and self-pity, but that's not the optimal use of this moon's lineup. Besides, resort to either of those ploys and you'll experience their logical extension, but quick. A cosmic 2x4 is built into this moon. Your choice whether to take it between the eyes or use it in constructing something practical and lasting. The tool comes from an exact trine between the new moon and Saturn, lord of structure, time, and karma, enforcer of rules, and planet of adulting. The link brings stability, durability, and consequences to the seeds being sown. Saturn requires commitment, responsibility, and accountability, all of which could be themes in the information coming out now. He's putting a governor on the zillions of ideas and projects the new moon is inspiring. One at a time, he counsels, one foot in front of the other. His constricting influence enhances the Virgo efficiency. Heed his wisdom and demand for maturity, and you'll know where to put effort, and when, and how. The resulting growth may be slow building, but it has a terrific shot at lasting. The new moon's timing isn't a cosmic coincidence. It comes as Mars is moving into a 2-month retrograde, and it gives a lot of tools for making use of his retreat. This retrograde turns energies inward, stokes anger and frustration, and encourages returning to and reworking previous matters. Mars went into his retrograde after squaring Saturn, which kicked up issues of authority and responsibility and drove a battering ram into walls and obstacles. He's now in the approach to a second square, coming at it from the other direction. Those issues are in the air as Mercury trines Saturn and brings ideas and consequences into physical being, course corrections are here as well. The new moon is in conjunct Mars, an aspect that looks like a seesaw and requires adjustments. As the new moon waxes and as its seeds take root and grow, we'll be seeing where tweaks are needed. Watch where your mind goes. Watch what dominates your thoughts. Watch the themes and topics of your usual information sources. Engage in housekeeping. Clean out debris, boundary violations, and especially anything that does not feel supportive, healthy, or responsible. The exercise is particularly helpful before doing a new moon ritual or setting intentions for what you'd like to nurture during the coming weeks. This new moon is an ongoing demonstration of the phrases, energy goes where attention flows, and form follows thought. Keep that in mind if you engage in any ritual. Just plain keep it in mind. If your mental diet is filled with complaining, negativity, and outrage, this moon will deliver more of that in spades. If your information flow runs to healing, improvement, or yes, the positive, you will experience an increase in that. That may be a juggling act. You do have to live in the world, and the world is currently teeming with unpleasant and disturbing developments. The trick is in your approach and in your follow-through. If you have trouble, ask for help. Ask to be shown the personal benefit. Ask to be shown the silver lining. Ask what you can do to support or build on that. And turn your attention as much as possible to your own garden, mental, metaphoric, and physical. This new moon has the resources for claiming dominion over your headspace, there's concept, and enforcing who or what can get in there. It has the resources for making ideas tangible, for bringing projects to life, including resuscitating stalled ones, and for optimizing their flourishing. And it invites a different perspective on Mars's retrograde. Look at it as a time out in your favor. Take the wheel spinning, the backtracking, the frustration, and often misplaced anger. Take it all into your laboratory for manifesting and turn it into fuel. As information floods your mental screen, employ that Martian energy. Use it to add oomph to your intentions, to put elbow grease into cleanup and reorganizing, and to dig and weed and take care of your garden. The potential is enormous. Don't squander it on complaining or arguing with people who will never hear you, or arguing with anyone for that matter. Social media alert, the delete button is your friend. Instead, engage in thought experiments. Notice what's running through your mind and watch what happens in your life shortly after. At a minimum, your experience of life will grow more positive and optimistic, and you will likely see one idea or project after another finding ground, taking shape, and developing lasting form. If you'd like some pointers for setting up healthy boundaries, you can download a free talk, Reclaiming Your Energy, from my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also learn what Mars is up to this fall in my talk, Action Figures. Sign up for my mailing list and book a session with me. I'm Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. On Facebook, you'll find lively discussion at Empowerment Unlimited and the group, the Astro Insight Lounge. I have lots of bonus content at patreon.com/Kathy Beal, and I'm really grateful to the people who keep my work going there. You'll also find me on Instagram at KA Beal and on YouTube at The Professional Aquarian Channel.